Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, two-part confession again today. The first one is I think Reggie needs to say to me, thank you.
For what?
He needs to say thank you.
Unbelievable.
The second part of the confession will explain it. Figgy, I easily could have made Reggie make a bet. He actually said, I'm willing to bet on it yesterday in the press box. He's anti-gambling. Well, you just don't gamble.
Oh, yeah, I was like, yeah. I don't have judgment for other people.
You're not
I just
anti,
don't do it myself.
Like when I place a wager or two, you're not passing judgment. Maybe you are, but you're not really passing judgment. But you just don't do it.
Correct.
So C.J. Stroud went down yesterday, and I immediately said, he ain't coming back in this game. Reggie was adamant.
Really?
Yeah. Adamant. I don't know, man. Or you explain what you were saying.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit before, yeah. But I know the quarterbacks end up being they are handled differently by the National Football League, particularly when it comes to head injuries. Should they be? No, right? If we're going to handle this on a level playing in a way that actually considers the player health. However, historically, quarterbacks have been getting a little bit more leeway to get back out there because everybody knows where the bread is buttered. Having good quarterback play matters. And so I thought that, C.J. Stroud, they would try and get him back out there, especially with the understanding that you still had a full halftime, right? If that had happened the second half, I'd have had a lot less bravado.
But he was, and I was like, as soon as I saw him hit his head and his hand kind of did that one thing, I was like, he ain't coming back in this game.
Yeah, I was looking at it like, hey, it's all of the second quarter and halftime. They're gonna find a way to get him back out there.
To the point at one point, he goes, I'm willing to bet on it.
That's right.
And I went, I was this close to like, all right, let's. I was convinced. I mean, there ain't no way.
What was the point where you was like, man, nah, I think it's a chance he might come. Was it when he popped up?
No,
was
what he just said. He also did the thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, he walked off.
Was that
off
the
some
part
it,
where you was like, I think it's a chance. Mm-hmm. I'm not ruling them all the way out.
No, I mean, for sure, right? The idea that he walked off. But then, like I said, I also know.
He's seeing it how it went down. I was just like, man.
I was too.
Yeah,
I was too.
Hey, I'm not saying never, but I wasn't betting on that. Yeah. Him coming back.
And when Reggie said that, I went, I could take a couple of bucks right now if I wanted. But I didn't. So you need to say.
Say thank you,
say
OG.
It. I could have gotten into your pocket.
Say thank you, OG.
Thank you, Lopez. Thank you, Lopez. I hate how perfectly you set that up. I hate it so much. All right, I gotta confess. I was thoroughly enamored with this World Series start to finish, and it's stuck with me to the point where shout out to John Lopez and his shirt. What'd that say, the Figgy?
Let's go Dodgers!
This is a great gift.
That is excellent. It's a fantastic gift.
Show the camera again.
It even has my name on
Figgy it. Figgy got John Lopez, let's go Dodgers.
Let's go Dodgers!
Because his boys, the Dodgers, won the World Series
it
in comeback fashion.
My team.
Your
you
boys.
Know the story.
And the World Series MVP, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Ooh. Ooh. I have been thinking about this, and I got to confess, I'm thinking he might have put up the best World Series performance at least since since the turn of the century. The only problem is I'm looking between him. Do you remember 2014 Madison Bumgarner?
Yeah, Bumgarner. Yeah,
that's the one that's widely held up. I mean, 22 innings pitched. He pitched in the games one,
I think
four,
five innings in game seven.
Yeah, and then five innings in relief with the save to win for the Giants there versus the Royals. The thing that's tough is you look at a lot of metrics and it's Madison Bumgarner, but the thing that I keep thinking about is that Royals team was not that good on offense.
Yeah.
This Blue Jays team was incredible, and yet Yamamoto had a 1.02 ERA versus Madison Bumgarner's, get this, 0.43 ERA.
Yeah, but that, you're right. That's when numbers kind of lie a little bit.
Because I'm like, this team is crazy. For Yamamoto to have been that good and to pitch in game seven in relief, 2 2/3 innings on no rest.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this I might be reactionary, but this might be the best pitching performance that I've ever seen in the World
Series. I don't think you are. I think it's right up there. And by the way, our Bite Me podcast group text, you know, also hates the Dodgers, like I do in a general sense.
Nah, man. You
That's not what the shirt says.
That's not what I got a shirt that says otherwise.
Let's go Dodgers!
But they were giving me a hard time, too, because I like Ohtani. And so they were giving me a hard time, too. And I finally texted him. I was like, no matter how we fall on this, Yamamoto is a bad dude.
Yeah, the only folks to celebrate, obviously, thanks to Toronto and the Blue Jays for giving us a good effort. All thanks to Japan. Thanks to Japan for giving us goods on the other side.
Yeah,
Japan won that one, man.
LA, whatever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to confess, man, I felt like a jerk on Halloween a little bit. Because so this is my second Halloween in my new house, one year officially, but second Halloween.
Right.
And this year I'm like, man, I'm like, ain't no kids around here going to knock on the door or nothing like that. So I ain't going to get no candy. I ain't going to waste no time. And plus my wife was gone too. She was somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I was at the house doing my podcast, which I do every Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I get a notification, the ring notification. Yeah. And my dog going nuts. He, I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, who is at the door at this time? It was like five kids dressed up in Halloween costumes.
Yeah, trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, but my thing is, I'm like, I ain't had no lights on. It'd be one thing if I left a light on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, do these kids not know the rules to going to a house?
They didn't care.
They sure didn't. I seen one was dressed like a, what's the little minion?
Oh yeah,
nice. Yeah. It's funny because when you look at the video on the ring camera, you just see a minion. You see a princess. You see Spider-Man, whoever the little man was. It was about five of them all dressed up, just sitting there waiting and looking. I'm just like, man.
Then you start feeling guilty.
That's what I'm saying. I felt guilty. I'm like, man, you know what? I'm going to mark it down today. Well, I marked it down that day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass out some candy.
You should.
Yeah. I just think I don't really see kids around there. Maybe they not from around there or something, but.
Doesn't matter.
They just, I didn't go to the door because I was in the middle of the podcast. Well, I just saw them run across the grass and they were just having a good time.
Good I'm for like, them. Dang, man. That's when you start looking around the house because I feel guilty. I'm like, well, what can I give? I got a sandwich in the refrigerator.
Don't do that, man. We talked about this before. Don't give them no raisins.
No, I didn't want to give them
pencils and all that stuff.
I got some granola.
All
right, so we got some mints. There you go there. Yeah. Who wants some olive oil? I got some olive oil.
Olive oil.
There you go.
How much is a dollar worth in 2025 at this point?
You just go ahead and start handing out ones?
They go a dollar.
It's a dollar.
Yeah. Like, man,
they take it.
What can we do with this dollar?
They can't even go to the store and get them a Snickers bar.
Can't.
That's crazy, man. A dollar used to go a long way, man. Yes,
dollar, you could go to the store, corner store, get you some chips, a drink, and have a little change left over.
You used to get four items. You used to get a soda, a bag of chips or two, some candy, and a honey, but all that stuff for a dollar, man.
We sound old. That's crazy. I know.
Y'all are warming my heart because that sounds like something I'd be saying.
Yeah. So I'm like,
back
man.
In my day.
Yeah. So I couldn't even pass out a dollar. Give them a dollar or something.
You'd have to give out five fives. Yeah, fives for everybody.
Well, then that gets costly.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know what would have been less costly? Getting you a bag of
candy. Some
candy.
Yep. Although candy was expensive this year.
Was it?
There was a chocolate tax, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
There was a chocolate tax.
Dang.
Good enough.
Somebody said Lopez passing out a cup of OG. Not even the whole bottle?
Just a cup. Here, open your mouth.
Here's the sample.
Here, open your mouth.
Dry the boat.
They get back to their house, they have stains all over their
just waterfall and barbecue sauce. That's
dry
insane.
The boat.
Sometimes, and it's an old saying. Well, it's not an old saying. It's a saying that people use a lot. This made me smile.
Mm-hmm.
This made me smile.
Of course, you're also famous with the Colts playoffs.
Yeah, I tell you, my first year with the Colts, we were 3-13. Peyton Manning was a rookie, played all of our games. The next year, we were 13-3. We were 3-13 to 13-3. So that was a big deal, too, when we were able to do that. Yeah.
Jim, can you give us one playoffs?
You want it really?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me when I have to do it. Playoffs? Are you kidding me? Playoffs? We're just trying to win a game. There you go. I wouldn't do that for anybody else.
Jim Mora on his 90th birthday?
Goodness gracious.
90th birthday. He
don't look 90 at all,
He
man.
Doesn't look close to 90.
In the good way, right?
In a very good way. Very good
he
way.
He looked like he's probably about 65.
He looks like he could coach.
Yeah.
And
what are you trying to say right now?
Can he call? No. But
Jim Mora was an offensive guy, right?
Yeah. But nailed it, too. Hey, he said it exactly like he did back
D'Amico
in the day.
D'Amico Ryan's pretty much... quoted him a little bit at the end of that press conference.
But he quoted himself like to perfection. I'm just trying to win a game.
Yeah.
Sound exactly the same.
Yes.
Too.
Very much feel that right now. So there you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions. Oh, man.
Open your mouth. I'll pour a little OG sauce in there.
No. Don't ever say that again. Some people are also enjoying on the text line these moments of Figgy veering into being an old man. Because that with you at the door, just you know, the dollar don't go a long way.
Yeah, I ain't want to be that person because I got to the point where my grandfather, rest in peace, he would try to give me some money. I'm like, man, I can't do nothing with this.
Somebody called you Fogey Fig.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to winners and losers of the weekend after a weekend of wild stuff, both in college, NFL, and all everywhere else. Who are the winners? Who are the losers of the weekend? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.